Well, good morning, everyone. Pleasure to be here. I'm here today to talk about this topic on use of ion exchange resins to evaluate soil nutrient availability for commercial crops. It's a method we have been using in Brazil. I'll show some data about this. My name is Luiz Prochnov. I would like to recognize the co-authors, Dr. Bernardo Van Haas, Heitor Cantarella, and José Quajo from the Agronomic Institute of Campinas. Actually, they were the ones introducing the methodology and adapting the methodology to Brazil. First of all, I would like to suggest an exercise. I use it with my students when I was a professor at the university, and I still use in some of my speeches as IPNI director in Brazil. And it says, the determination of phosphorus in a soil sample using methodology A revealed an amount of 4 milligrams per cubic decimeter, which is considered very low by the method. The fertilizer recommendation to maize in this case would be 100 kilograms per hectare of P2O5. An experiment under this field site showed that the crop did not respond to P, and the yield was pretty high, 11.5 tons per hectare. Make comments regarding the effectiveness of methodology A. So, to summarize, what do you think? Not good, right? If the amount of P you have is very low by a method, you expect to have response. So you have a good yield, the methodology show it very low, doesn't seem to be working very well. This happens quite a lot in many regions of the world. It happens in Brazil. And we changed the situation to ameliorate it in terms of soil availability of nutrients. What is this? This is exactly the resin. Here, actually, we have a mixture of anion and cation exchange resins. This is what we use in Brazil. You'll see in the next talk that we have a similar methodology using membranes, but in this case it's different. It's little spheres, ball, that we use, and we mix, as I said, anion and cation resins. So we know several methods exist to evaluate soil nutrient availability, but there are advantages for soil testing. This is well known, because it anticipates requirements in terms of nutrients. It's reliable when properly adjusted. It's easily used on routine basis, generally not expensive. So the key here is properly adjusted, right? What does that mean? It means to local conditions. You have to have studies of correlation to define what's the best methodology. Calibration, basically, to find out what the numbers mean. Is it very low, low, high? What kind of response I will get depending on the numbers I get in the soil test. Finally, response curves. That means how much to add based on the numbers that you get in the soil testing. Well, the ion exchange resin method, some generalities about it. The resin is a hydrocarbon artificial physical product. So it's a physical method, it's not a chemical method. Has very high exchange capacity. As I said, it's a physical-chemical method. We have cation exchange resin, we have anion exchange resin. As I said, we mix the two of them in Brazil. And we extract phosphorus, calcium, magnesium, and potassium. This was calibrated, and we do have response curves for different crops. This is basically a very simple graph or figure about what happens. You know, you have nutrients in the soil. You have nutrients in the soil solution. The plants generally take the nutrient from the soil solution by different mechanisms. And the soil replenishes the nutrient in the soil solution. This is how it works. I mean, the plant root absorbing nutrients from the soil solution and then nutrients coming from the soil. What the resin does is very similar because you have cations in the soil solution going to the resin, And then, because the concentration is lower, soil nutrient comes from the soil, basically going to the solution. So what I'm trying to say here is that it's very similar to what the plant does in field condition. So let me just tell you briefly about how this method works. Here, we are sampling the soil. Depending on the nutrient, we take different volumes of soil or weights, generally volumes, which is more practical. You add 25 ml of water, distilled water, and then you add the resin, a mixture of resin pre-prepared for this purpose. Then what you do is that you shake for 16 hours. And many people say, well, this is a problem in the lab. Actually, it's not, because we start 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It shakes overnight. When you come 8 o'clock in the morning, ready to go. And you can do as high as 400 samples, or generally labs do 240, but you can do more than that. So what's going on when you are shaking? What I showed you before, nutrients in the solution, cations or anions, are going to the resin, concentration is lowering down, and nutrient from the soil is coming to the solution. And this is why we need 16 hours. I mean, this is not by chance, okay? There are many studies showing how long we need, what type of resin we need, and so on. Then, what we need to do is to throw all the soil, because the nutrients are in the resin. Then they created this equipment, which is very simple, that basically you throw all the soil and the water, and you have the resin. The resin has the nutrients. And then what you do is that you put that resin in some small caps. You add 50 ml of ammonium chloride and chloridic acid in those concentrations, and you shake for 1 hour. What happens then? Happens that ammonium chloride replaces the nutrients by the mass law, replace the nutrients, throwing the nutrients to the solution. And then you're ready to go, to analyze and to have the results. Here, for phosphorus, by a colorimetric method. And finally, you have the results. Here, two samples, one sample A, two different soil depths, 7 and 4, which is low, and B, only one depth, 42, which is high content of B, based on the calibration we have in Brazil. What are the advantages of the ion exchange resin? Accuracy, and I will show some results in evaluating soil nutrient bioavailability. It's a multi-nutrient extraction evaluation. In Brazil, we do phosphorus, potassium, calcium, and magnesium at the same time. You can include new possible elements. We didn't. I worked with sulfur in my master thesis. It's a possibility, but it didn't become a reality still. It's low cost. You do have an amplified range for nutrient interpretation. You know, like 16 to 40 is medium. It's a pretty wide range in terms of sufficient levels. And P evaluation in soils receiving phosphate rock. Because if you have an acid and phosphate rock, of course, it's going to make the P free. And the resin does not have this problem. So some results we have. Dozens of results, but I selected three results. First of all, when they were starting to study the resin, they collected results from the literature about the resin. And as you can see here, the resin was always, in terms of coefficient of determination, was better in acid soils, was better in neutral soils, and not specified soils than other extractors. 70 scientific papers showing, in general, resin working better than Olsen, Malik, and Bray. This is another result for cotton. Each one of these data points is an experiment in the field throughout the state of São Paulo. And these graphs relate relative yield of cotton to the numbers you obtain in two different methods. One is the sulfuric acid, and the other one is the resin. You can see the relationship is better for resin. And this is what we want. The plant is showing what versus what did the method show? Correlation is better, coefficient of determination is better with the resin. And this is the last piece of result, which I find very interesting. There are several results, but I selected this one with soybean in Mococa in the state of São Paulo. You can see here, this soil was limed to reach different base saturation and different pH, right? You can see that. What happened with the concentration of P in the leaf of soybean? Trend is very clear. Statistics shows it increases when you apply lime. Nothing new, right? You apply lime, you increase the concentration of P. This is very well known. Now, let's take a look to what the different methodologies showed in the different situations of liming. Malic, no difference at all. No trend, no difference. And these samples were collected, of course, after a certain time the lime was applied. Bray also did not show any difference. Olsen showed no significant effect, but you have a trend of decreasing the amount as you increase the lime amount, totally opposite to what the plant was showing. And look at the resin. You see a trend of increasing the amount of P in the resin as you increase liming and as you increase leaf P content. And this is what we want. We want to know what methodology is kind of telling us, well, what's going on in the plant. And to finish, I just want to mention a couple, or maybe three or four bullet points. First of all, routine soil testing with the ion exchange resin method was started in Brazil in 1984. You can see here two publications. One is the methodology. It's about the methodologies we use, okay, describing all the methodologies. The other one is a booklet on recommendations. Okay, you are going to grow corn. How much you need to add for each of the nutrients based on how much you had in the soil. So we do have correlation, calibration, response curves. Presently, over 100 labs successfully use the ion exchange resin methodology. We do have a proficiency program going on for the methodology. Recommendations of lime and fertilizer are based on the methodology. Calibration, as I said, and response curves as background information. And to finalize, a little bit of challenge to you. A good program under agriculture, nutrient management, should initially and above all have an efficient method to properly evaluate the soil availability of plant nutrients, right? I hear a lot of people talking about precision ag, and I have some doubts that the methodology in terms of soil fertility is good. So what kind of precision ag you are doing with a methodology that is not good? We should not make ourselves comfortable. New and better possibilities may exist. Test the effectiveness of current methods under site field conditions. And here's the challenge. How are the methods for soil analysis evaluating the availability of nutrients in your region? If not well, maybe the ion exchange resin can be a possibility. Thank you very much for your attention. Thank you.